USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Six people are dead after two vintage military planes collided midair on Saturday and crashed in flames before a crowd of thousands who came to see them fly at a World War II commemorative air show in Dallas. No one in the crowd of 4,000 onlookers was hurt, and no names of the victims were released. Authorities will continue working today on the investigation and identification of the deceased, said Judge Clay Jenkins, the chief elected official in the Texas county. Please pray for their families and all involved. Former President Trump has been hinting that he will announce his 2024 presidential run this week, the announcement coming after a disappointing showing for Republicans in last week's midterm elections. New Hampshire Republican Governor Chris Sununu won re-election last week and told ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos, this is a bad time for Trump to announce his candidacy.
People want to move away from politics as you hit Thanksgiving, as you hit Christmas, as we're spending time with families, as we're trying to figure out how we're going to fill our oil tanks with all these high fuel prices. So now's just a horrible time for big political statements.
A Midwestern company has been accused of using child labor in their plants.
Officials are investigating a major sanitation company after finding children working dangerous shifts at food processing plants in Minnesota and Nebraska. The U.S. Department of Labor issued a temporary restraining order and injunction against Packer Sanitation Services, claiming the company hired at least 31 children as young as 13 years old. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
People in the Ukrainian city of Kherson hugged returning soldiers in the street on Saturday. It comes after a Russian retreat, which marked a triumphant milestone in Ukraine's pushback against Moscow's invasion almost 9 months ago.
Liberation is not something happening every year. It's something in five generations, and it's a moment to stay.
This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Democrats appear to have maintained control of an evenly split Senate after last week's midterm elections, but face a narrow path to control of the House. Speaker Nancy Pelosi was on This Week with George Stephanopoulos and said she hopes the House will be able to raise the debt limit before a Republican majority is seated next year. The speaker said Republicans may demand reductions to Social Security and Medicare in exchange for support on raising the debt limit.
The Republicans cannot use it as leverage to say we'll only lift the debt ceiling if you will reduce the benefits for our seniors and others on Medicare and Social Security.
President Biden is en route to Bali on Sunday, where he will have a high-stakes bilateral meeting as president with Chinese President Xi Jinping. Biden says he expects the meetings to be straightforward and a way to prevent any misunderstandings on where each leader stands, something echoed by his national security advisor, Jake Sullivan, aboard Air Force One on Sunday.
This is the first opportunity he actually has to sit in person as president with President Xi, and he wants to take full advantage of that, to lay out clearly his priorities and intentions, and to hear the same from Xi Jinping.
Yellowstone was built around the star wattage of Kevin Costner. It's the character Beth Dutton who lights up the show's massive fan base, though, the most. Played by Kelly Riley, Beth is the daughter of Mr. Costner's powerful Montana rancher, John Dutton. She's a human switchblade who favors straight liquor, cigarettes, and eviscerating people with the saltiest language on basic cable. Beth is back Sunday on Paramount. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.